This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, having my semi-regular conversation with Susan X. Billings. Susan is a regular teacher at the AHA School for the Arts, and shortly, as starting, in fact, on August 3rd, Saturday, August 3rd, she will begin teaching this summer. The first class is The Art of the Still Life. The second class, Artful Journal, about journaling. So, Susie, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Susan. Good to talk to you again.
Yes. So, for those who may not have listened to our past conversation, let's talk just a little bit. Let's give people an idea how you became a professional artist.
That's a full question, but really I've been painting since kindergarten, and I just kept at it and kept at it and kept at it. At a certain point, I went to Rhode Island School of Design to get more formal with it, and while I was there, I think I realized that you can learn skills at a school, but what really happens is you're immersed in a community of creative people, and I think I've just carried that with me always. I went on to work a little bit in Boston and New York City, and then just became so enamored of the West, I moved out to Colorado and found AHA School in Telluride, which is where I am now.
And where there's a community of artists. So perfect.
Yes, exactly.
Full circle. When you set out to paint a still life, how do you choose your own subjects?
That's a great question, because I spend so much time looking at shadows, light, color, tones. You know, if I'm driving in my car, if I'm in my house, wherever I am, I'm always observing those things. So when I paint or draw, there's a certain resonance that a subject just gives off because I've been staring at it for a while. In some ways, the subject's almost less important than the state of awareness that you bring when you're just excited by something, excited by the light and the color and the lines. And it's just a feeling you get. You look at something and you simply want to tell other people about it.
Wonderful. So you describe the subtext to your Art of the Still Life class, the first class, is a creative painting journey. So in what ways is this Still Life class a journey? Where does the journey begin? And what is the destination?
I think it always begins with just opening your eyes to that subject that you've chosen and the moment that you're in, and combining the two in some kind of symbiotic storytelling. I almost think of painting as telling a story. So I'm going to ask people to bring their own still life props in, things that they like and are interested in, and just help them understand why that means something to them and how they can try to discover the essence of the subject. Because I always maintain that real art is in the act and not in the outcome, and I'm just there to help guide you through that act.
Terrific answer. So what should students then expect to take away from the Still Life class?
I guess what I would love to impart is a certain confidence in each person's own creative abilities. I don't think it's mysterious, I don't think it's magic, and there's definitely tools and techniques that can lead you to a better understanding of awareness and subject and composition. And I think if I provide some of those tools and some of those guidance, that person can come up with their own understanding of why they want to bother painting.
Wonderful answer. Thank you. So for the second class, I have to ask you, if you do as you teach, do you journal?
I do a lot. I love journaling. I think it's easy and fluid. I keep journals just to have an almost lighthearted way of maintaining a process. There's no pressure. There's no sense of it hanging on a wall somewhere or going in a home somewhere. You're simply walking around collecting information that pleases you. And, I mean, it's fairly indulgent, but it's in a little book, so it's not too bad.
Okay. And what should students hope to take away from that class?
I guess again the structure of the being able to create your own little drawings, ideas, and concepts, and then watching how you can transform them a little deeper into either something stronger, more powerful, or just elaborate with fun colors and paints and take it a little further. I guess it's just fun to look at a way of, I don't know, saying something and having something that you want to say and not being burdened by words, but trying to create it with line and form.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And then this is a more personal question, less to do with the class, more to do with you as a painter, someone we've collected and someone whose work we love. I understand you've added woodblocks to your list of mediums. So what inspired you to try this one?
I have. You know, I think as an artist, you're always looking for new challenges and new things to try. Last summer when I was here, I took a woodblock making class at AHA. And it's an interesting thing because people assume if you paint a lot and, you know, you're creating a lot, you really don't need to take classes. And I love classes. I love learning something new and trying it with different people. So I did that, and I was so excited by just the wood itself and the medium that I decided just to take some time and kind of gave myself a year, 2 years to just do nothing but woodblocks. I still journal because I always will, and I throw in a little painting on the side, but I'm trying to stay true to the medium just to see where it takes me and how to explore it, and I love it. It's so fun.
Wonderful. Thank you. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Susan X. Billings, a regular teacher at the AHA School for the Arts and an artist, a major artist in her own right, teaching two classes in August, The Art of the Still Life and Artful Journaling. Susie, thanks so much for joining me.
It was a pleasure, Susan. Thanks.
Always is. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.